need to know about comfort. That's ClarkComfort.com.
Credit card issued with approved credit by Wells Fargo National Bank. Ask for details. Alabama certification number 99004.
And now a star is born. On September 17th, 1900, the world welcomed little baby J. Willard Marriott, founder of the Marriott Hotel Empire.
Congratulations, it's a boy. Time of birth, 11:05 a.m. Ooh, sorry. That's past checkout time, so I'm afraid we're going to have to charge you an extra day's stay.
J. Willard Marriott, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 4.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A federal advisory panel overwhelmingly rejected a plan to offer Pfizer booster shots against COVID-19 to most Americans. The vote by the committee to outside experts assembled by the FDA was 16-12, with members expressing frustration that Pfizer had provided little data on the safety of the extra doses. Washington's peace envoy says a Qatar Airways flight has taken more Americans out of Afghanistan, the third such airlift by the Mideast carrier since the Taliban takeover. North Carolina judges have struck down the state's latest photo voter identification law. Two of the three trial judges hearing a lawsuit declared that the December 2018 law was unconstitutional. Stocks closing lower on Wall Street. The Dow was down 166 points. The NASDAQ lost 138. And the S&P dropped 40 points. This is SRN News.
Hi, I'm Robert Jeffress. Sometimes our emotions are like massive mountains that stand in our way. Obstacles like doubt, bitterness, or fear keep us from enjoying a peaceful life of courage. In my brand new book called Invincible, I want to show you how to overcome barriers like guilt, loneliness, grief, anxiety, and more. Whatever barrier stands in your way, rest assured, with God's help, you are invincible.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Big time.
there's some school spirit. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. It's Happy Hour Friday. Request edition 272-9228. And of course, we welcome if you have a comment on what's going on. Earlier today, the FAA put out an emergency order forbidding any flying near that bridge. Is it Del Rio, Texas?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's 11,000 migrants packed into that thing. God only knows what kind of disease is spreading there, and they just can't get them into the country fast enough.
That's it.
So Fox flew a drone, and rather than address the reality or acknowledge the problem, the FAA decides to prohibit Fox from bringing you the truth, which is outrageous.
Yep.
But somehow, today, the FAA rescinded that no-fly zone bullshit.
I'd like to see the behind-the-news news there.
The Fox News drone is back.
Look at that.
It's like Los Angeles. I put a meme up the other day. Thank God they banned plastic straws. Then you see miles of homeless encampments where they're crapping in the streets and everything else. Who are they kidding beyond themselves? Not too many.
Well, I don't think they're kidding themselves, Greg. They're just, they know it's, like you said before, my rules are for thee.
Not me.
Not me.
Yeah. I was just sent something by my buddy Thino, the Greek god, who, by the way, would still love for you to have his babies. 272-9228. He's been looking for that woman that will bear him a few Greeklets.
Oh.
I've been trying to find that woman for 15 years for him. And I have failed. If he were a paying advertiser, he would have kicked my ass
a long time ago,
buddy. And the guy's got it, too. I mean, he's a successful professional architect and engineer, and he's got a nice house. He's got everything a woman would want.
And you can't put him, the right woman, in his lap, in his way?
Great. I may look back on the last 15 years and reassess my efforts and say I should have done this or that. But
you can just improve your efforts.
Anyway, this is something I've been aware of for some time. And it may be the sickest, most outrageous thing of all the outrages out there. And I'm putting it on Facebook now.
Oh, boy.
The National Archives, which shouldn't even be political.
At all.
I know.
Has introduced a harmful language alert to our Constitution.
What?
Harmful language. Our founding documents might hurt somebody's feelings. This is absolutely insane. I have yet to hear of another country. Every country has.
You're not going to find another country that does that.
That wants to insult itself like this. I'm posting it on Facebook. We need the kind of outrage that got the FAA to change their mind. This is absolute. It's effed up.
You know as well as I do, at the end of the day, this decision was made by a person. A person made this decision. Let's find out who that person was.
They can't hire enough of in the government.
Let's find out who that person was. If they want to start, if you're going to start going after what I consider the founding fathers and the founding papers that founded our country, then you've got a problem. Let's go find you and straighten you out.
Harmful language.
Right. The freedom part? Is that the harmful part?
God forbid you know what your rights are. And this is Constitution Day. The perfect time for them to write that wrong, but I doubt we'll see that. I was mentioning school spirit. We have a Duncan and Son predict-a-thon for each game this weekend. Auburn and what's her puss? Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing, and Alabama is playing Florida. So let's see which one of these has attracted the most participation. I'm looking at the Auburn game, and 154 predictions have been posted.
Correct.
Scrolling down to Alabama, Florida, I see 180 predictions have been made.
Well, that's because Auburn people are still working. We'll be off the clock about 6 o'clock tonight. We'll get on
it. So you were leaving early this afternoon?
Well, yes, I am.
About 4:15. Is that what I heard? Good line, though. I got to admit, I wish I thought of it. Anyway, it takes like 5 seconds to find me on Facebook. Look for the school logos. Put a score there. most people that win this thing, they don't...
Oh, it's the randomest numbers you've ever seen.
Exactly. Pick something screwy. 62 right. to nothing. Anyway, if you're the first person to post the correct outcome of either game, you could win both, too. There's no limit. Ooh. You win 250 Dunkin' dollars. That's a nice prize.
That's nice.
Very nice. 272-9228 if you have a request on this Friday.
Now, Greg, are you a huge college football guy?
Much bigger than I ever was.
All right. There is a team out there that I've recently become acquainted with, Presbyterian College. And their whole football program is relatively new, but they do not ever punt. And they do onside kicks every time.
Why is that?
That's their strategy. Their football coach is a bit of a nerd, and he did some studies. And studies said that most teams that score, at least two or three people touch that ball during that play.
Huh.
So he is taking the science and he's putting it behind him and using that to win football games. Now, granted, it's a nobody school and they're playing generally nobodies.
I love the idea, though.
But I love that idea. It's never say die.
You don't see a lot of creativity. The problem is, in sports, it's not creativity. You see, I've always loved football plays that were real,
yeah,
creative, you know, a lateral, another lateral, mm-hmm, somebody crossing back. The halfback gets the ball and throws a bomb down the line to the quarterback.
Right.
I love those kind of plays. So I love the idea that somebody is trying something really different.
I think
different.
It's something different. I mean, he never punts. And every kick is an onside kick.
The first ball game.
Those are hard to do, too.
Especially, hey, look, guys, we got to do it again. You know, you can only take so many of them.
We had a guy on the Dolphins that was a good buddy while he was their primary kicker named Fouad. Revez.
Fouad.
It was good. He had several really solid years for the Dolphins, but we used to greet him because we just toyed with everybody in those days. Fouad. Great guy. Gave me a nice knife set for my when I married my daughter's mother.
Do kickers make good money?
If they're really good, they can.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there are some kickers that have earned over, you know, seven figures.
Okay, one that comes to mind to me.
Is you know, when it comes down to that one point, you want the best guy you can have, yeah, and if you got to pay more to get him, who just brushes off the pressure, who you know is going to, if it's a 52-yard field, yeah, goal, you got a really good chance he's going to nail it if everybody else does their job.
Didn't Chicago used to have a kicker that had, like, a messed-up foot, too? He had the...
You're thinking of Tom Dempsey, and that was New Orleans.
New Orleans, okay.
And he held the record. He had a club foot.
Mm-hmm.
And he held the record for longest field goal for many years, 63 yards.
Holy cow.
Okay. Yeah.
63 yards.
I think that's been broken.
Well, I'm sure by modern day, probably so, but still.
Yeah.
63 yards.
That was a great story. That was a big deal. The Saints sucked in those days, but Tom Dempsey got
had a great kicker, baby.
Good publicity. We had a request for bimbo number 5.
Yes. Two more requests, too.
Oh! So how about if we get a little action going here?
That's somebody who hasn't aged well.
Who's on first?
Okay.
And first baseball game.
Oh, the first baseball game.
Yeah.
Okay.
How was your baseball this year, Greg? Are you checking in at all?
You asked me a question, and I thought about exactly that this morning. Because for years, when I woke up in the morning to get ready for the morning show, I went to MLB Network, mm-hmm, and put on Quick Pitch so I could catch up with all the games that happened overnight. And it's hosted by a woman who I think is really excellent. I'm not against female broadcasters. I'm against tokenism.
Yeah.
And if somebody, like the Baltimore Orioles, have this woman. She's awful. She's just awful. I can't think of any reason why they would pick her. She has no sense. Anyway, Susan Waltman with the New York Yankees is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
She knows her stuff. She's got a unique voice, and she knows when to shut up.
But she knows her stuff. I like that.
Yeah, but she also knows when to let John Sterling ride the call. Yeah, and maybe I'll admit maybe because I'm so used to having a male do ball games. But I'm sorry, I just don't hear it. So Heidi Watney hosts this show, and she is great. It's well written. She's an awesome host. And I was so looking forward to that show returning back in April. You remember what happened on opening day or the day after opening day? A-hole Rob Manfred decides to move the All-Star game from Atlanta. And that destroyed my season. Do you know that I did not watch Heidi Watney until this morning? And just for a few
minutes.
You've
waited this long.
Yeah, I had to pop the channel. I didn't even know why. There was no game that I really needed to know the outcome of. And I saw her, and it made me sad because she's still doing a great job. But I just don't care. I have tried all year to overcome that, the politicization of sports. There's two things that are going on with all sports right now that suck. One is the politics, and it's left. The left, who basically hates sports.
Right.
They gotta make their influence known. And
on
they
everything.
Do it the same way they do everything. They harass the hell out of teams and leagues until the leagues bend over and play the Black National Anthem and all the other stuff that, because they just want to see that they won, that they were able to push this institution into a whole different direction with social justice messages in the end zone and all that. I got a social justice message in my end zone for them.
Thanks for that visual, Greg.
It was there to be said, Eddie, and I said it. So above and beyond that, have you noticed that in when they're talking sports, like my guy Mad Dog, and I still watch the Mad Dog
Russo.
But what do they do with him this year? They put a woman on with him who is awful, who over-enunciates every word and blah, 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 blah. Brings nothing to the show.
Now, does he have any influence on that, Greg?
No, I don't think so.
That's why I was wondering. This is your new partner kind of thing.
I can't tell if he's on board with this or not. That's really the only show I watch because I like him. He reminds me of me. He's crazy.
I was going to say he reminds me.
Goes off the deep end.
Russo's a nut.
And he's just, she's over enunciating the score of the Giants game who beat the Baltimore Orioles. he's just talking.
Right. He has a way of talking.
Very conversational. And sometimes he goes off the deep end, and it's fun.
Well, that's Russo.
Yeah. That's
how he got the name Mad Dog, is that?
I have another question. How did I get to this conversation? Heidi Watney, I guess.
Yes.
Start. So, I'm aware of what's going on in baseball. The Yankees suck.
They are
the most overpaid collection of overrated goons in any sport. And...
How about Atlanta this year?
No interest. Well, the Braves I root for because they lost the All-Star game. Plus, Rich loves the Braves.
Yeah.
When the Braves win, Rich is happy.
So you noticed that too.
It's good for business when the Braves win. But the NFL, I could care less. I give a rat's ass.
I tried to watch it. The other night, I tried to watch a Dallas game. I didn't make it to kickoff.
I never got to the point I was trying to make about baseball and football. All you see now are all these gimmicks for gambling.
Oh, yeah.
There's a show on MLB Network called Better's Eye. Mm-hmm. Isn't Batter's Eye?
Yeah.
Better's Eye, half hour about how to bet. Because they're taking gigantic dollars from these big... What's the one?
The bookie site? Because they just did a bunch of hiring, too.
We'll think of it. Here's Steve from Millbrook.
Hey, how y'all doing over there?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Oh, right. Hey, you mentioned something about Tom Dempsey, and I just had to call.
Oh.
I was in the stadium on the 50-yard line. I was a sophomore in high school, and I remember they were giving away tickets, so we just went to the game. And the unique thing about his kick, it'll probably never be another kick like it because it came from the 37-yard line.
Right.
That's back when the goalposts were on the goal line.
Right, yep. Exactly.
And also, in other words... I think the kick that longer than his 64 in Denver, but it was from like the 46 something or something like that.
Right.
So that was the unique part about it. But I can tell you, haven't been there.
You were there when he did that, huh?
Yes. Oh, my God. Me and my friend Joe Bordley were there together. And, of course, when Billy Kilmer set them up, they got the ball back with 10 seconds left. They were down by 2 points, 16-14. And they got the ball back with 10. They Billy Kilmer threw it to my high school coach, Al Dodd. That was just happened to be from where I went to high school.
I got a treat for you. I got a treat for you here. Here's the,
go ahead.
We're
going
to play the used tube from that kick.
Detroit.
Really?
Yeah. Arrowman hits the field goal, and the Lions take the lead 17-16. 11 seconds to play. Burrow, 00, and Dodd, 25, back for the kickoff. It'll carry short.
I guess they're going to take you to where...
Dodd, the 14, running to get out of bounds. He does so with 8 seconds to play. So the Saints, with 8 seconds left and all their timeouts, will have to try to get in field goal range. Three receivers go long for New Orleans. Here's a pass. It's complete.
How do you figure that field goal range?
Really?
He's tying a 63-yard field goal.
It's not tricky.
Not only will Tom Dempsey hits this one, he's got a very slight wind at his back. He'll set
look
a national
foot.
Football
yeah.
league record in addition to winning the game. I don't believe this.
It's good! I don't believe it! The field goal attempt was good!
Unbelievable.
And you know, the local broadcaster was Al Wester from the local radio station there, WWL. And what happened, his broadcast went away because a whole bunch of bees got onto the transformer.
Oh, man.
And so the local folks who listened to the radio had no idea what happened. That's the first time I've actually heard that broadcast.
Is that right?
Yeah, in all these years. Being at the stadium, we always relied on the radio. But that's amazing. That broadcast is out there. So,
Steve, I'm really glad you called because that gave us a moment away from it all today.
That's right,
thank
man.
You so much.
Thank you, Steve.
4:23 before we hit the traffic dungeon. A quick reminder that partnering up with Clark's, I got my electric bill for... mid-August, mid-September, and I was very pleased. It was down $70.
Like that.
Previous
yay.
Month. I did not change the thermostats. I'm not going to do that. I mean, I want to keep the bill as low as I can.
Right.
But I just
don't
want
to be uncomfortable.
Right. But, you know, I don't want to be sitting there with fans blowing 100 miles an hour. I don't want propellers in my bedroom.
Right.
I just want to be comfortable. Clark's helps me keep it that way without bankrupting the Boodles. And that's because we have a membership and they keep our system tuned and running efficiently. You should also consider them for any plumbing needs you might have because plumbing needs often arise very unexpectedly. When they do, they often need to be addressed immediately. Clark's Club members never have to worry about that. You call them at 277-2125. They'll say, how can we make you smile today? You tell them, problem here, and they're on the way to fix the issue. Great customer service, fantastic people you'll have in your home. Nothing but confidence. 277-2125 or clarkcomfort.com. Alabama, certification number 99004. Traffic time, bimbo number 5 coming up.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We've got slow traffic outbound from downtown on Madison Avenue and Atlanta Highway all the way out to Taylor. Taylor's very busy and slow traffic 85 northbound from Taylor to Chantilly. I-65 and 85 looking good through the interchange in downtown Montgomery. Just very busy. Get ready for fall at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Cricket Wireless, Young American Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. For Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Summer vacation is finally here, and so are amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
If you have a loved one needing extra care, call Prattville Health and Rehab, a skilled nursing facility offering short or long-term physical therapy, long-term residency, secure dementia care, or even short-term respite care. What makes Prattville Health and Rehab special? Inpatient physical, occupational, or speech therapy with private therapy rooms, a 7-day-a-week activity department, and a professional loving staff with the goal of bringing your loved one's past life into present. For information, call 334-365-2241 or go to PrattvilleHealthandRehab.com. Our family caring for yours.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Hello, friends. Jerry Todd with the Kickback Ranch and Event Center. We'd like to invite everyone to another country auction on Saturday, September the 25th. Our gates will open at 9 a.m. Auction begins at 12 noon. Items on the block will include new and used household items, tools, toys, jewelry, electronics, and a whole lot more. Come for the day or come for the weekend and enjoy the Kickback Ranch amenities. There's food trucks, five lakes, a double water slide, hiking trails, volleyball, basketball, bike riding, canoeing, and fishing. Stay in one of our many Western Decor rooms or bring your RV to the brand new Kickback Ranch RV Park. Join us Saturday, September the 25th for the Kickback Ranch Country Auction. Gates open at 9 a.m. Sales starts at 12 noon. We're located 15 minutes south of Montgomery down U.S. Highway 331 South in the community of Ada. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net. That's kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140. That's 286-4140. See you there.
Happening now, Gray's Tire and Auto has a $100 Visa prepaid card rebate when you purchase four qualifying light truck or SUV General Tires.
And now, through the end of October, let's put the brakes on breast cancer. You are eligible to give or get $40 back on brake services. You can stop by any Gray's location and get your brake serviced and make a donation.
You can also text TechNet to 76278. Gray's Tire and Auto. Visit them online at graystirecenter.com.
Coming to Montgomery October 7th for one night only.
You know, it's the greatest honor of my life to serve as Vice President.
Faulkner University presents the 48th Vice President of the United States, the Honorable Mike Pence.
It was freedom, not socialism, that gave us the most prosperous economy in the history of the world. Freedom is about enabling people to live their lives as they see fit, not government control.
Order your tickets today at faulkner.edu or call 334-386-7257.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of The Herb Shop, where the word expert means knowledge and knowledge means The Herb Shop. Let the experts at The Herb Shop help you feel better today. Check them out on the web at herbshopal.com. The Herb Shop, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Be patient, be flexible, have a plan, be ready, because the rain chances are going to be higher than normal, not only this weekend, but right on through the early part of next week as well. For tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, periods of showers from time to time. There could be a thunderstorm or two here and there. Lows at night in the low 70s, high temperatures during the day in the low 80s, and not much change on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What started with pumpkin spice lattes has now taken over the world. Pumpkin spice margarine, pumpkin spice fettuccine, pumpkin spice Pringles. Now everything comes with pumpkin spice, like pumpkin spice ale. Drink too much, get sick, even your yak will smell like pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice proactive. Sure, it doesn't get rid of your pimples, but makes each one look like a little pumpkin. Oh, not feeling so fresh, ladies? Rub a little pumpkin spice on it. You'll feel good enough to eat. Who doesn't love a mouthful of pumpkin pie? Pumpkin spice is fat-free, calorie-free, gluten-free, and now 27% more pumpkin-y. Mr. President, trouble in the Middle East? Why not bomb them with pumpkin spice?
Everything in the world's all right now that everything's made with pumpkin spice.
Mother pumpkin, yeah.
That was a request. That was something we added to our collection earlier this week. You know, I don't know that I've maybe smelled pumpkin spice, but I've never eaten anything that's been imbued with it.
You're not that basic.
The password is imbued. 431, that sounds like something you do with a corpse.
Yes,
all right, we're
does.
Going to imbue the corpse now. Family will be here shortly. let's say good afternoon. In fact, not just good afternoon. How about a big war hug?
All stations, clear the air lanes.
How about we start the show over? Holy cow. That's because of the hump.
Yeah.
It's the hump.
It's the hump, huh?
That's what I needed.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I feel special because, hey, I'm now broadcasting with professionalism, right?
Oh, you are. I'm not. I'm the one that's taking that out of the equation here.
All right. Well, I don't know if you played it yet today, but I want to request Norm MacDonald and the Crocodile Hunter.
We can certainly play that.
Yeah, I want to hear from my old friend, Frank the Gator.
I'm working on that column, man. A crocodile named Frank.
Yep. Yep. Anyway, but y'all have a great weekend, and I will catch you on the rebound.
You too, Professor.
Warhawk, buddy. Appreciate you. All right, we've got Tim Hawkins coming up. We had a request for something by him. Oh, and I was outside just now looking. See, the sky is kind of hard to figure. It looks like it's somewhat ominous, but I don't see any immediate threats. But let me check the live-in for Doppler. And yesterday I blew it. I whiffed on the radar because I didn't see anything that looked too intense as we were wrapping up. And then the system muscled up about 30 or 40 miles south of town.
Mm-hmm.
Came in on the west side.
Man, we were sitting at dinner, and I went, what in the world? We heard this racket. We looked outside. There was thunder, lightning, and lots of rain.
My error, and I was sorry the biscuits, because it's their last week.
Yeah, that's right.
And I was teasing Mike Murphy, the general manager, the other day. I said, you guys might end up playing a minor league tripleheader to get all the games in, because they're fighting for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, at 4:33, here's an old favorite.
Mr. President, your wife called. She's busy in New York. She won't be coming home this weekend.
Thanks, Betty. Okay, fellas, it's party time. One, two, three, four, five. Everybody in the limo. Come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The wife's out of town, so I think I really wanna call some names from my little black book. Guaranteed to make this party cook. We'll call Angela and Pamela and Buffy and Vicky, and before you know it, everything will be freaky. We're gonna throw it down, then we're gonna pick it up. These girls are cute as a little speckled pup. I know I said that I learned my lesson, but I just can't keep from messing. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita, if you please. A little bit of Tina, she's a sleaze. A little bit of Sandra, she's so funky. A little bit of Mary, she's kind of chunky. A little bit of Jessica's what I see. A little bit of break from Hillary.
Mr. President, the girls are from Hooters are here, sir.
All right, send them right in. Hey, girls, come on in. Y'all are looking good. Hey, those chicken wings? Yeah, put them on the conference table right over there. Hey, y'all want to see the war room? Jump up and down and move it all around. Put your hands in the air, throw your clothes on the ground, then climb on board and we'll have fun. Want to take a ride on air?
Do not go in.
We'll fly so high, we'll touch the sky, and if we get caught, we'll lie. A little bit of Sandy on my lap, a little bit of Tiffany, she likes rap, a little bit of Rita, if you please, a little bit of Tina, she's a sleaze, a little bit of Sandra on the fly, a little bit of Mary on the sly, a little bit of Jessica raising Cain, a little break from that old ball and chain.
Mr. President, the diplomatic pouch from Jamaica just arrived, sir.
All right. Light that baby up. Hey,
want to
see me inhale?
Yeah! You go.
In the house, a little bit of something on her blouse, a little bit of Rita, she's a go, a little bit of Tina, she's a hoe, a little bit of Sandra on the dais, a little bit of Mary, she's the best, a little bit of Jessica in my life, a great big secret from my wife. Hey, girls,
us.
Me and you, I can get y'all a job at Revlon too. You know me, I love the freak. See you, babe, same time next week. All right, hey.
Mr. President, Mrs. Clinton just called. She will be arriving after all.
Uh-oh. Okay, everybody. Cross this boat. Straighten this place up. Hey, honey. Welcome home.
Bad. Oh, yeah, bad. I found that Norm joke.
Oh, did you? Did you consider it as far as the...
I'm trying to figure out how to forward it to you.
Is it in your email?
No, it's in Messenger.
Okay, I can show you how to forward it.
Well, I know how to forward it, but it's see, it's in one of these. It's like a TikTok.
Yeah,
TikTok's a pain in the ass.
That's only because if you will go on TikTok and establish an account for yourself, it is no longer a pain in the butt. I promise you.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's not hard. TikTok's getting a bad name.
TikTok's going to rot your brain.
Oh, it already has.
I want Eddie to listen to this in the studio. All right, I sent it to you.
But that being said, I saw a TikTok last night. It was a lady that she had somehow in her town, she had met this veteran who needs a walker.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so she's like, you know what? I can put this video out on TikTok. 24 hours, they raised $5,000 for this man.
That's great. So I'm all for that.
Right. She went back to him and then she did a video. You know, that man couldn't stop crying. It was.
Well, now you're making me feel really.
Right. Crazy. I mean, he was just so overwhelmed because he's thinking, who am I? I am nobody. I'm just some guy. And this lady came and talked to me. And now, 24 hours later, she's bringing me back some money to help me get medical supplies. You know, he'd given up on the world. He just, I hate to say it, but he was just waiting for his time to go.
And why is it that somebody who's in that condition has to wait for anything? I'd like to know. Why are we prioritizing? We can't get medical care to people who break into the country fast enough. Poor Rich is over there, you know, in one of those.
Oh, yeah.
2.5 hours.
Swimming in the infectious lobby.
Ugh. Just so annoying. What was the Norm thing they wanted? Oh, the crocodile.
Croc hunter.
Okay, that's in another category here. Let me fish that out. And what else?
We got first baseball game.
First baseball game.
And who's on first?
Who's on first? Baseball this afternoon here on Happy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming up. All right, at 4:39, we're going to check traffic, and we'll be back.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We do still have that active accident on East South Boulevard. If you're headed from Troy Highway over to Woodley Road, it's going to be right at the Auto Zone of McDonald's just before Woodley. Use caution there. Watch out. We've got a little bit of a backup in traffic there because of it. Other than that, we're looking really good all over the area. Little slow traffic on I-85 northbound from Taylor to Chantilly. Taylor, East Boulevard, East South Boulevard, all a bit busy this afternoon, as well as I-85 and 65, but no real problems on the interstates right now. Accidents happen. Go where the insurance companies go. Chico's Auto Pros on the Atlanta Highway. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510 for Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Nothing will truck your blues away like a great deal on a truck of your dreams at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. September is truck month and new trucks are on the way. Get Labor Day savings all month long. Come by the dealership on Combs Ford Road in Prattville or call them at 334-285-9300. See if yours is headed their way. To make truck month extra special, Larry Puckett has expanded truck month to include a large selection of used trucks. All are priced to sell. As always, if you have an extra vehicle, bring it in for an instant cash offer. Larry Puckett not only has great buys on new Chevrolets, but they have a lot full of all pre-owned cars and trucks. Stop by and see him on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville or shop them online at LarryPuckett.com. You'll find great deals on automobiles at Larry Puckett Chevrolet in Prattville.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure?
Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever. Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/radio to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/radio. FORHIMS.com/RADIO.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Is that you? Who are you talking to? 82%
of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Be patient, be flexible, have a plan, be ready, because the rain chances are going to be higher than normal, not only this weekend, but right on through the early part of next week as well. For tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, periods of showers from time to time. There could be a thunderstorm or two here and there. Lows at night in the low 70s, high temperatures during the day in the low 80s, and not much change on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I wanted to talk about the crocodile hunter.
Did you?
Because I think...
Yeah, you're going to make him sad.
Because I think, you know, it was tragic at the time, but I think, I don't know, people come and then they're shocked. Oh, hey, you wouldn't believe it, who got killed? The crocodile hunter. Please don't make me laugh at this. He was 44 years old. I'm like, that's a ripe old age for a crocodile hunter. And you know who had to be pissed about it were the crocodiles, because he got killed by some fruity fish. And, so you know the crocodiles were like, hey man, that crocodile hunter got killed. Who did it, Frank? You don't even want to know, man. So Bill, man, you had a chance once. The guy go, man, I had a chance. I had that motherfucker. He was Tommy the Stick. I could eat him and his head. I don't feel good about this. You remember how I ever tell you that story, Bill? Yeah, only 1,000 times.
It takes a special kind of genius, and yeah, of course, the death of the crocodile hunter. But, I mean, just the way he took it.
Right.
And where he took it. And that's why I'm writing a magazine column called A Crocodile Named Frank. Because at some point, as Norm is putting that story together, he's got to come up with a name, you know, in a group of crocodiles. Is that you, Frank? I had a, you know, it's just genius. I'll request Friday, 272-9228. Up next, Tim. job with his voice than I'm down here. He knows who the boss is.
It's about to get real, baby. I know what love means to you. The party is through. It's just me and you. Everyone has left our home. Girl, we're finally alone. Wave goodbye to the guests. You know what's next. I understand. We'll light your fire. We've been married 20 years. I know what you want, my dear. I'll go get the vacuum and take it from here. I'll clean up for you like you want me to. You see, turn off all the lights in a VO.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
This is always one of the toughest things these days because there's so much crap coming downhill.
Yeah.
But I think it's significant that, yeah, we can still make a difference. It'll make a difference if we raise our voice. Now, last night you hear Tucker Carlson talk about the Fox News drone being grounded because the FAA had safety concerns. Bullcrap. Fox was the only one that sent a drone in so we could see exactly what's happening at the border in Del Rio, Texas, where now an estimated 11,000 to 12,000 people are living under a bridge. Here's Tucker. This should play, right?
Out of control. You had that feeling? Well, here's one measure of it. 8 months into the Joe Biden administration, consider Del Rio, Texas. That's a small town on the Mexican border. It's about 4 hours south of Midland, Odessa. Over the last few days, thousands of illegal Haitian immigrants have descended on Del Rio, Texas. Now, these are not refugees fleeing war and famine because Haiti, as you may know, is nowhere near Del Rio, Texas. It's 2,000 miles and an entire ocean away.
Right.
These are not refugees. They are poor people looking for free health care and government services. And you can't blame them for that. Instead, you've got to blame the people who created the incentives for them to come, and that would be Joe Biden. Since Biden became president, about 30,000 Haitians have arrived in this country illegally. Joe Biden says he will not deport a single one of them. What will that mean for the United States? And more imminently, what does it mean for the people who live in Del Rio, Texas?
Now, Fox brought those images to America. Then the FAA all of a sudden got very concerned about drone safety.
Mm-hmm.
4 hours south of Midland, Odessa, Texas, where there's really not much except that bridge.
I was going to ask, is a buzzard? Were they worried about buzzard safety? Because what else?
But people were so outraged that mysteriously the FAA reversed that decision today, and we watched just not that many minutes ago the Fox drone once again flying over that hellhole.
But Greg, how is this not treason? You've got a president
in
charge.
Millie is treason. It's all treason.
Right. That's just allowing anybody and everybody that wants to come.
And you know why?
Oh,
called Cheats and Liars.
That's why.
Yeah.
Hey, representing the truth here, we have Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, Chad.
What's happening, Chad?
Well, the good thing is, at least they didn't use the drones to kill innocent civilians and children like they did in Afghanistan.
Yeah,
right?
You know what? Even the left-wing websites have now acknowledged that, yeah, Joe wiped out an entire family.
Well, I think you're looking at it the wrong way. Because if I were Jim Psaki, this is the way I would spin that.
Okay.
I would say, isn't it incredible how accurate our weapons are and how great our Air Force is?
But Chad,
we left our Air Force over there. Right. What's she talking about?
But
yeah, no kidding.
This drone attack, wasn't this the same vehicle that was coming to Kabul Airport and was going to blow up the gate and mysteriously, magically, we got a hold of them and stopped it?
Yes. Isn't that convenient?
Yeah.
So apparently what happened is that the guy who actually had been a contractor for the United States, they were loading canisters with their daily water in the trunk of the car and with all the kids and everything. And it looks like that whoever was keeping an eye out for it thought they were loading it with explosives or gas or fertilizer or whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, they blew the crap out of it.
Oh, yeah.
And within, you know, 10 hours, everybody knew that, we made a mistake. And yet we had a two-week Pentagon investigation. I'm like, what's to investigate, dude? I mean, you knew you screwed up. It's just, I mean, I do actually feel bad for the Air Force guy who called for the shot. I mean, that's something he's got to live with the rest of his life. It's just, you know, that's what happens when you play video wars.
Yeah, but when Trump was taking out terrorists, he put a missile up their ass, and that was it. I don't recall, as much as the media would have loved it, any collateral damage.
Not much at all, no.
They went after the terrorist leader and got him.
I don't think Trump would have ever done it if there were kids present. In fact, I think that was one of the protocols is, you know, you can't do it when there are clearly children in the open.
Right, but you know? This was all about politics. They were trying to make a political point coming out of that disaster.
Yeah.
That
exactly.
Might win back some praise, and they end up killing us.
Yeah, they were trying to make it look like a story of, hey, look, we saved the day.
Again, day
we're
after day,
something.
There's one question.
Yeah.
You know,
Are you sure this work will be in competent hands?
Certainly, no. You're not incompetent.
This is the problem with politicians in general, but especially Democrat politicians. They always want to show that they're doing something, even if what they're doing screws it up.
Yeah. Right.
You know, the greatest thing, though, is that Nancy Pelosi is totally screwed up the $3.5 trillion tax increase / road building plan, and she may end up getting nothing now.
Yeah,
that's
what they've been beating on Joe Manchin-Weenie, and he's not caving.
Joe Manchin-Weenie and Karen Sinema told Biden to pound sand yesterday.
Good.
You know, and they should, because, you know, the problem that Biden has now is he has no political authority anymore. By the way, the Reuters Ipso poll has him down at a 50% disapproval rating. But listen to this. That's based on an unbelievably heavily weighted sample in favor of Democrats with only like 10% independents, you know, which is 30-30-30, right? Or 35-33-33. It's pretty much split down the middle. So,
yeah, I mean, they're going to be obedient to the end, aren't they, these media
shows? Yeah, they have his approval at 44, so if you can probably take another 10 points. I'm telling you,
he's split that in half.
He's below 40.
Yeah. Oh, there's no doubt.
Chad, I got to run.
All right, guys, y'all have a good week.
Have a good one, Chad.
Too, man.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate the insights there. By the way, that segment brought to you by Mr. Electric, 245-1566. If you don't need any electrical work, installation, repair, or service done, you may want to call them and just schedule them to come out and look at your home's wiring and fuse panel. They'll do that free.
Good idea.
Great way to meet the, and Eddie knows.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of trouble originates with faulty wiring or wiring that's gone bad and the fuse panel itself. Let them check it out. They're going to tell you something that isn't true, for starters, and there's no charge. That way you get to meet them, and when you do need a repair, service, installation, you call them, 245-1566. They give you an upfront estimate. They come out at a time that's convenient for you, both for the estimate and to perform the service. Great business model. MrElectric.com for more information.
Traffic is brought to you by Baumhauer's. Bring the comfort of Baumhauer's Victory Grill into your home with Waiter. Order your favorites off Baumhauer's Pick Me Up menu and have it delivered.
4:56.
My God. Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have got bumper-to-bumper traffic on I-65 northbound. That's right past the Northern Boulevard. Folks merging off the Northern Boulevard have just loaded all those lanes up all the way up to the 176 off-ramp from Millbrook. You'll get through there. Just use caution. Around the boulevard, we're busy. East Boulevard from Atlanta Highway past I-85 over to East South Boulevard and Troy Highway. And Taylor Road, very busy this afternoon. Slow traffic 85 northbound from Taylor to Chantilly. Hamilton Services reminds you, you're going to need your air conditioner and your heater both really soon. Maybe even the same day. Got a problem? Get them repaired fast. Hamilton Services Heating and Air, 224-3074. For Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors Service Department is growing, and we're looking for experienced technicians. Sign-on bonus available for some positions. Apply online at brubaker.com.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 or visit MrHandyman.com for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update fixtures, replace doors, paint cabinets, install tile, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, pressure wash, clean gutters, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call Mr. Handyman at 219-8599. Midtown Pizza Kitchen has been dishing out great food and friendly laid-back service for over 10 years. Their weekly pasta specials are always a hit, and all their food is prepped daily using fresh ingredients. Stop in for a specialty pizza and try one of their 16 beers on tap. With locations at Montgomery and Prattville, they have lots of outdoor seating and are locally owned and have a family-friendly environment. Visit MPK Montgomery or MPKPrattville.com for menus. If food is an experience, then you'll find it at Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
When getting a service, all of us likes to deal with the best. When it comes to cleaning your carpets and flooring, then you need Peaches and Clean, voted the best of the best for 2021. As a way of saying thanks for your support, Peaches and Clean will clean two rooms of carpet for $99. But hurry, this is a limited time offer. For your Oriental and area rugs, Peaches and Clean has a climate-controlled rug cleaning facility with pickup and delivery available. When it comes to your floors and so much more, you want the best. Visit PeachesandClean.com. Call for your $99 special today. Not good with other offers. Coupons, restrictions may apply. Ends October 31st.
JT and Leanne inviting you to shop the largest selection and absolute best prices on rustic furniture at the Depot Furniture Gallery,
which has recently been expanded yet again inside Prattville Pickers.
Living room, dining room, bedroom furniture, choices galore, and beautiful accessories too. New truckloads of furniture are constantly arriving, bringing even more selection and choices to the River Region.
We recently bought a beautiful king bedroom set with sliding barn doors. We love it. Whether you're a fan of the popular cottage look, weathered finishes, farmhouse furniture, unique rustic bedroom sets, or anything similar for your home, the Depot Furniture Gallery has you covered.
Come see why so many are redecorating their home.